Welcome to Home Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Brown.
If you
Browning,
know your
host.
Home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best every day. Join me on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's discuss home functionality and automation. Who do you know that struggles with having a full load of too many chores without support from the other humans living in their home? Help me spread the word, would you? Share this episode with them. When we think about overwhelm or anxiety coming specifically from our home, part of it could be the daily grind of upkeep. As simple as it sounds, we all know indeed it is not simple. Mental load, also commonly called invisible work, has evolved to mean the behind-the-scenes stuff that keeps a home and family running smoothly, although it's hardly noticed and rarely valued. Sharing the mental load is not as simple as asking your partner to schedule a doctor appointment for your kid. The whole point of offloading is to not be responsible for even telling the other person to do it. It's being aware enough to anticipate that your kid needs the doctor appointment, knowing who his pediatrician is, and being able to take the initiative to do it without it being put on a list for you or being told to do it. It's the actual thinking and knowing about the task, the anticipation of it. It's part of being a well-rounded adult. I saw a funny TikTok the other day where a guy whose username was Anthony was in the front seat, ready to get out and go into the grocery store. And with a tone of disgust, he proclaimed, "You know what no one tells you about being an adult? About something that is going to consume so much of your time? How much you're going to have to think about food. Because we gotta plan the food. Prepare the food, then make the food, then we gotta eat the food, then realize, oh crap, I made a mess eating the food, so I gotta clean up after the food that I just ate. And then you go, well, tomorrow is another day, what am I gonna do for food? And then you go, I'm running out of food, now I gotta go back to the store to get more food. And then when work's over, you're like, I gotta do this again, you know what I mean? It's like, when does it end? It's a whole thing. Call your mother and tell her you love her for doing what she did because it's a lot. I'm exhausted. And if you'll excuse me now, I gotta go to the grocery store." To his credit, he says it far funnier than I just did. And he has a few cuss words in there too. I'll link it in the show notes since I'm quoting him. But he is so on point. What we derive from this creator is that he's doing this solo and understandably is over it. It's exhausting, as we all can attest, especially when it falls squarely on the shoulders of one person. Just the food part is a lot, let alone all the other parts of running a household. Today, I want to talk about creating a more equitable plan so one person isn't carrying the bulk of the weight. We all use the bathroom, so unless your child is still under 5 years old, we can start carrying some of the heavy lifting required in maintaining a home, and part of that is cleaning the bathroom. Not simply because it's more fair, but because those young ones in our home will have a home of their own someday. And if they don't learn how to do things past the point of just knowing how, but getting to the point where it's no big deal, they'll end up as unattractive of an option as a housemate of any kind, spouse, partner, roommate, whatever. If you don't know how to pull your weight, you'll be a big no thank you to anyone else sharing a home with you. And we don't want that, not for ourselves or our children. According to an article in the New York Times by Jessica Gross, published on April 21st, 2021, about what is mostly an invisible combination of anxiety and planning that is part of parenting and running a household, she writes, "The way I usually describe it in my own life is, I can't make my husband start thinking about summer camp in January, or when we're running out of refills for the soap dispensers, apparently a common gripe. In other words, I can't export my brain to him. In most aspects of domestic work, we're fairly equal. I probably do more housework and he does more childcare, but we feel good about our balance. And yet, the mental load is more on me." Because of the precociousness of this issue, I was excited to read the work of Alison Damminger, a PhD candidate in sociology and social policy at Harvard University. She published a paper in the American Sociological Review that breaks down the mental load, cognitive labor, in sociological terms, into four parts: anticipate, identify, decide, and monitor, end quote. I have seen the skylight calendar on various social media platforms with people expressing how much they love the calendar's color coding and syncing of all the digital calendars from everyone's devices into one easy to read display. For households with kids in multiple sports or toggling between two households, this calendar can be a game changer. But today I wanted to talk about the feature I don't hear discussed that much, the chores and list features. If we use the four parts that Alison Damminger just talked about, anticipate, identify, decide, and monitor, much of this gets addressed using this tool. Much more than assigning chores to your kids, I have assigned chores to myself. And in a family meeting, we assign chores to my partner too, in a way where everyone agreed. If we all do a little every day, like one or two things, it's much better than doing it all at once and having it take up the vast majority of a day. Worse yet, waiting on company coming and feeling rushed and stressed about doing all the cleaning. There's nothing quite like having company over to spur a major cleanup. But I was tired of the big push prior to having company, rushing, getting the house presentable, instead of anticipating the good time ahead and being able to ease into the experience in a more measured and relaxed manner. According to the article I referenced by the New York Times and linked in the show notes, the two parts of the process that are most heavily imbalanced are anticipate and monitor, where women tend to carry the weight, whereas identify and decide tend to be done by men and women jointly. What's interesting about this is if the anticipation of the thing can be scheduled annually and assigned to the partner, such as look into summer camps for our kid and book them, this could fully remove it from my plate and shift the anticipate part more equally. Because if it's not naturally something he does, this skylight tool could help that to happen. When we got our skylight calendar, the chores part was the part that my personal household still hadn't tweaked to the point where we had found a method that was working for us. I personally have a calendar scenario that I've used forever, and it works well for me, so I didn't want to change something that was already working, despite the calendar as a main feature, For my family, I was more interested in this chore scheduling bit. To frame this, we have a garage on the back of our home that loads from the alley. This means our main door that we go in and out of is not the front door. Also, the back door is not in the main space where company would be if we had people over. For this reason, I wanted to mount the skylight calendar on the wall near the back door where our mudroom space was specifically, so it's out of the way, not taking up any counter space, and we all walk by it 100 times a day, making it easy to reference. I had an electrician put in an outlet high up on the wall. I'm a realtor, so I literally have people like this available to me with a quick text. Note, this is not necessary for you to do if you get a skylight calendar, but we mounted it like a framed piece of art at face height, and we programmed in the chores. The deal for my son is he has to do his chores before he can have his gaming time, so he's motivated. Sometimes I run a day or two behind in my own chores if our schedule has gone to heck in a handbasket, but it's still far easier for me to catch up and even know what I have to catch up on without keeping track of a list in my mind. Using the Skylight Chores feature has been a game changer. Here's another tidbit that I love. Setting the reoccurring chores, you can set some to like every 2 weeks or even once per quarter, like changing the air filter. What if I came upon something I hadn't thought about doing before? Like I'm listening to the Home Space and Reason podcast and they suggest pulling out the dryer from the wall and vacuuming out the connection. I can set this task at once per year simply so I remember it. Many of us have things scrolling in our heads and the Skylight calendar has reduced the mental load significantly just with the chores feature. The act of putting items on the family agenda seems to be overwhelmingly something that women are doing, and on the back end, following up once decisions have been made. So if we take this natural initiative and put that into the calendar, along with follow up on camp logistics, let's just say, and we assigned that to him, could this spur the thought? The article from the New York Times later reads, quote, "Women's antenna seems to be constantly up and looking for things, whereas men were often very happy to help once their partner had alerted them to the issue, and they might have gotten to it eventually on their own. But women were consistently getting there first and either doing it themselves or saying, hey, this is the thing you need to handle. Are you thinking about it?" End quote. So maybe we add to our calendar assigned to the person that doesn't naturally think about it ahead of time. What haven't we thought about that is coming in the next 3 months? Come and tell me about it and add what we need to do to our calendars. Jen from Philly commented on the New York Times article saying, "To all the men who are posting, not all men do this, I ask you the following. Number one, do you know when your children will be due for their next dentist appointment? Number two, what is your child's best friend's parents' names? Number three, when is the next half day at school? Number four, how many rolls of paper towels do you currently have in the house? Number five, what time is the soccer game this weekend? Number six, does your child have a swimsuit that fits since last summer? Number seven, what size do they need? Number eight, do you contribute to the teacher gift, and if so, how much? Number nine, what's for dinner tonight? Number 10, do you have a backup bottle of ketchup in the cabinet? These are just some of the things that women are keeping track of every single day, and it is exhausting." End quote. And Jen, I couldn't agree with you more, but I will say using the Skylight calendar as a tool and spurring thought and assigning it can be a game changer, such as check what summer clothes fit Zach and which ones don't. Take photos of those that don't fit and gift them forward on Buy Nothing, and then let me know what he needs. This could be an annual reoccurring task within the calendar that takes the majority of the remembering off your shoulders for all the following years. Now, I know that all of you may not be pumped about the chores feature, so I also wanted to talk a little bit about the calendar and another idea using the calendar for scheduling who is handling dinner on what day, or who is the main chef leading the charge, and who is the sous chef on which days, who's got cleanup. It easily syncs with Google, Apple, Outlook, Cozy, and Yahoo calendars. Plus, it has built-in grocery list functionality, so you can quickly add whatever staples your pantry needs. I also wanted to let you know about the email I got when I activated my Skylight calendar. It said, "Stop wasting time scouring emails for dates and events." Do you get lots of emails from schools, sports teams, or parent groups? Are there often confusing PDF attachments with important but hard to find dates? Simply forward any email, spreadsheet, PDF, screenshot, or photo of an event flyer to your Skylight calendar email, and we'll automatically or automagically add the events to your calendar. Magic import is included in the Plus plan. You should receive a confirmation email within an hour of any email forwarded. That email also includes the ability to undo the import or delete individual events if they got it wrong. Simply mention the name of your calendar's event categories in the subject line of the email when you forward a magic import to your calendar, and we'll assign it to that category or color. Skylight has an app, and the grocery list feature syncs with the app so you can check off items from your phone while you're at the store. We use the AnyList app for this because it works with my smart home system and we can add the things to our list with our voices. However, if you have a Google Home that doesn't support the AnyList app, this could be a great option. The goal here is when you get low on something, note I didn't say when you run out, whomever discovers that you're low on ketchup, whatever, adds it to the grocery list, thereby not having it fall on one person's shoulders. If we can maintain a flexible mindset and play to each other's strengths, the Skylight chores, calendar, and grocery list tools sure can help spread the mental load. Engaging children in everyday household tasks has multiple benefits, both for the kids and the parents. Getting them involved from a young age brings the most benefits. The Skylight calendar can help make this more enjoyable for everyone. There's no reason all of it should be falling on just one person. And now for the questions to ask yourself about your home space and your reason. Grab a piece of paper and a pencil. Question number one, how many trips am I making to the grocery store weekly, or how many trips is our household making weekly? And how many of those are because I forgot something or I didn't know we were out of something? Could automation help us here? Question number two. What is the thing I dread the most? Like what chore, what task? Is this something that someone else dreads less? And would they be willing to take this on for the betterment of the family? For example, what if you dread vacuuming the most, but your teenager dreads emptying the dishwasher the most? Turns out just a swap of those two things makes everyone's life better. That's a conversation worth having. Knowing what people like the least Maybe you can switch. Question number 3. What automation is at my disposal that we can use for chores, for reminders, and or for list making? Whether you order yourself a Skylight calendar or not, there are lots of choices out there, and some we may own already. Are you using it? I work with many clients who actually have a smart home system already, but admit they don't know how to use it or what to use it for. So here's my challenge for question 3. If you have an automation system of some sort, figure out what list apps or calendars that yours supports. Read the reviews. Start by using one. Sometimes when you start something, you need a visual cue to remember to use it until your habit is fully formed. So get a Sharpie and a piece of paper. Write a giant note so you remember what your new plan is. Also, it helps everyone to be on the same page and helps them to remember too. Leave it there for the first week or two until you get in the hang of it. Figure out just one thing that can help your family. Just one thing. Baby steps, they count. If you'd like more of this kind of content, you can subscribe to Little Bits, my weekly newsletter about home functionality. It has a short video and a thought for you to think through about your space and your reason. Notice your self-talk. Keep it positive. What are you grateful for today? I am grateful for an audiobook called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. My son and I listened to it on the way to school this morning. In this instant New York Times bestseller, pioneering psychologist Angela Duckworth shows anyone striving to succeed, be it parents, students, educators, athletes, or business people, that the secret to outstanding achievement is not talent, but a special blend of passion and persistence she calls grit. It's a really good listen. I'll link it in the show notes. If you really want a more fulfilling outdoor space, have you listened to episode 26 yet? How much outdoor space do you have to work with? If you're perplexed as to why you don't ever go out in your yard or utilize your outdoor space, let's deep dive into thoughts and planning about your outdoor space and your reason. This episode includes a list of 35 ideas for outdoor spaces too, and I'll link it in the show notes. If you happen to know someone in the market to buy or sell in the greater Portland metro Oregon area, kindly send them my way. There's nothing more fun than getting to go out and see someone's home for the first time and hearing what their hopes and dreams are. How is your home supporting you? And if you want to sell, what do you want in your next house? How is your home helping you or hindering your family from being the best version of themselves? The finest compliment I can receive is the confidence of your referral. If you haven't listened to episode 5 yet, I love this episode because it's all about tackling the spaces that don't get used in our home. I post questions to think through each of your spaces and evaluate if they're being used to their best and highest potential. If you haven't listened yet or it's been a while, check the show notes. I will link it there. Sometimes our lives shift and we're experiencing a different season with kids that have left the house, or maybe you had a new baby, or maybe you had twins. Perhaps you have parents living with you now. This is a great time to reevaluate your space in episode 5. If you're interested in learning more about the Skylight Calendar, I'll link it in the show notes. Lastly, would you do me a favor and write a quick review? I don't even care if it's one sentence. It absolutely helps others when they're surfing and trying to decide on what podcast is worth their time. It helps them to understand that you've enjoyed it and why. I often reference reviews, and so it matters. Thank you so much in advance, and thanks for sitting in on this conversation about creating a home that thrives. I'll meet you back here for the next episode.